Good morning and welcome to Grow Siouxland. Chris McGowan with the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce and the Siouxland Initiative. Hoping all of you had a very pleasant 4th of July holiday. We celebrate Independence Day and thank all of our men and women in uniform as well as the veterans who do all they can to protect freedom. Folks, we have a very exciting program today. Two of my colleagues from the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce, Laura Hartman, who serves as our Director of Events, and our Executive Vice President, Barbara Sloniker. And today we're going to speak extensively about the Health and Mental Wellness Expo that's just around the corner. However, before we get there, we're going to briefly summarize Laura's background, followed by Barbara. Barbara's been a guest many, many times, and many of the listeners have great familiarity with her background. We're going to focus on upcoming events at the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce, from the annual dinner to the Tri-State Governors Conference to our international trip to Europe later this fall, the Small Business Expo. So much going on at the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce. But just around the corner again is the Health and Mental Wellness Expo. And so we're going to focus on that a fair bit in the second half of the program. But before we get there, Laura, welcome back to the radio studio and happy Independence Day weekend.
Thanks for having me.
Well, it's a thrill to see you again. You're coming off a really important event. Perhaps the biggest fundraiser of the year for the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce, our annual golf classic, and congratulations, you had a sellout on three golf courses for the first time in the organization's 150 plus year history.
Yeah, 432 golfers between three courses. It was a fun day.
Really remarkable, and a stunning dollar amount associated with the prize money and raffle associated with that post-golf event awards dinner.
Yeah, we give away over $30,000 in prizes, and the majority of those prizes are donated from our members that we give away at the networking awards dinner following the golf tournament.
Yeah, it's one of the favorites for folks, and to sell out three golf courses is remarkable, but you did it in a relatively short period of time.
Yeah, I can't remember. I think it was under 2 hours, but it has been the last year or so under roughly 2 hours.
Yeah, it's a tough situation to be in because the demand outpaces the availability for foursomes.
Yeah, registration day is a crazy day around here.
I know that we have a fair number of folks who are disappointed that they're not able to join us. We do keep a waiting list and try and accommodate as many people as we can. But kudos to you, Laura, for doing a great job. And we're going to talk over the course of the first half of the program today about some of the upcoming events. And then the second half about specifically the Health and Mental Wellness Expo. But before we get there, remind our listening audience, you're a local kid.
Yes, I grew up in Hinton, Iowa, went to high school there, graduated, and then I went to Simpson College in Indianola, Iowa.
Yes, and a standout athlete as a student at Hinton. Four sports?
Yes, I suppose.
And those four sports are?
Volleyball, basketball, softball, and then I ran track.
And not only did you leave Hinton as a fairly decorated student, scholar, and athlete, you finished at Simpson in just 3 years.
Yes.
And what did you study?
Marketing and communications.
And we're thrilled to have you serving as the Director of Events at the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce. You're going into your fourth year now, is that correct?
Yeah, we're at about 3.5 right now.
Well, we appreciate having you and joining Laura Hartman today is our Executive Vice President, Barbara Sloniker. Barbara wears many, many hats in the organization, from economic development to transportation to government relations, leading the Dakota Valley Business Council, also is primarily responsible for all of the efforts related to recruiting air service, leads the delegation to Washington, D.C. every year for lobbying, as well as Des Moines and Pierre. Barbara, welcome back to Grow Siouxland.
Well, thank you.
You are a very, very busy person, and I know the summer is no different. As we talk about the things that are taking place at the Chamber, let's remind the viewers that you too, like Laura, are a local kid, born and raised right here in Siouxland.
That's right. Actually born in Minneapolis, but moved here at age 4. So yes, I'm a Siouxlander through and through.
I stand corrected. I do recall that you were born in Minnesota, and perhaps that is your allegiance to their NFL football team.
That is correct. I was born to be a Viking fan, and that's okay with me.
And you're a Heelan grad, an Iowa State grad, and you bleed cardinal and gold.
That is correct.
and couldn't be happier with the turnaround in the last few years of their football program under the leadership of Matt Campbell.
That's true. In basketball and football, they've both been phenomenal. But when you're an Iowa State fan, win or lose, you're there. So we've been there.
So, Barbara, to maybe embarrass you just a little bit, like Laura, you two are an accomplished athlete.
Oh, okay. You bet. Yes, I am.
That was a little bit of a prompt, but for those who may not be aware, Barbara, competing with her brother, won a national title in rodeo. You are the national roping champions.
Correct. Team roping. Yes.
And I know that you have relatives that continue to be involved in rodeo, and there's a lot of success in your family in that particular area.
Yes, and I mean, we grew up in the country. We roped. We, you know, worked cattle and that, so we're very familiar with that kind of sport. And yes, my nephew is now competing for two nephews competing at South Dakota State for college rodeo, and the older one is also in the professional ranks now. So really fun to watch them.
And a remarkable family. Barbara, married to her husband, Mike, doctor of audiology, and then two children in the metro.
That's right. My daughter, Maria, is a teacher at Leeds Elementary, and my son, Jason, is a civil engineer and works for Jim Nelson's company in South Sioux City.
Well, thank you for being with us this morning and joining Laura as we talk about the mental health and wellness expo that's just around the corner. Laura, before we get to that, we have some big news on July 15th. Tell us what listeners can expect to learn on that day.
July 15th, the Siouxland Chamber will host our press conference to announce our keynote speaker for our annual dinner, which the annual dinner will be hosted on Thursday, September 25th at the Sioux City Convention Center.
And if memory serves, this is the 39th annual?
That is correct.
So shout out to Teresa Rosenboom, our Director of Communications, who does a great job with the marketing and the communications and the invitations. This year, the introduction is going to be a little bit unique and special, but we're excited to announce the keynote. And again, just right around the corner, mark your calendars for July 15th for the announcement at 1 p.m., details to follow. And then again, September 25th, it's a Thursday at the Sioux City Convention Center. The Siouxland Chamber of Commerce will welcome people back to their 39th annual meeting or annual dinner. And it's been a great success the last couple of years. Mike Pompeo comes to mind, John Andrazik, and Five for Fighting. And so expectations are high, and I'm sure that we'll come through again.
Absolutely.
Laura, in addition to that, we have some other things on the horizon. It won't be long, and we will be talking about other chamber events just around the corner. And I should really direct this question to Barbara. We have the Tri-State Governors Conference. Barbara, tell us a little bit about how frequently that event takes place.
Well, we hold the Tri-State Governors Conference every 2 years. We only hold it in a non-election year. So we will have the governors of Iowa, Nebraska, and South Dakota here on August 26th. And that will be at the Holiday Inn Express and Suites in Dakota Dunes. We also rotate it around states, so whether it's in Iowa, Nebraska, or South Dakota.
And so this year at South Dakota and hosted by a brand new governor.
That's right. Governor Roden will be the host governor this year.
And it's amazing because I remember it wasn't that long ago that Governor Kim Reynolds of Iowa was kind of the rookie governor, and then Pete Ricketts, Governor Ricketts, excuse me, who's now a senator. But Jim Pillen is relatively new in that role as well.
That's right. This will be, I believe, his second, and it will be Governor Reynolds' last and Governor Roden's first. So it'll be a unique combination.
Tell us about the date, the details, if people want to learn more, and if they'd like to participate.
So we have sent out a save the date, at least to chamber members, of August 26th. It'll be approximately 11:30 to 2:30. That does include a lunch. Tickets have not gone on sale yet. You'll see that in the next couple of weeks. August 26th, 11:30 to 2:30, Holiday Inn Express and Suites in Dakota Dunes.
And I remember this is every other year, as you said, and 2 years ago, one of the priorities was the 185th Air Refueling Wing, and you were successful in getting all three governors from all three states to sign a statement supporting the 185th. Tell us what that's all about.
Well, with the 185th needing to reinforce the runway, if you will, for their mission far into the future. We've been talking with Congress and advocating for that financial stability for the 185th to give them what they need to help them do their mission long into the future. So they need to reinforce the runway and lengthen the runway at some point so they can take off full fuel out of Sioux City, making it more efficient while they're doing their global mission. So while it's hard to believe that's been 2 years already since we wrote that letter, we're still working on that. I think we feel much better about it at this time that funding will come, but the funding in total is around $200 million, but the runway alone about $100 million is what we're asking for right now.
And of course, Barbara, not only are you working on that with the three governors, but it's also a priority for the delegation you lead to Washington, D.C.
That's right, and it has been for the last few years.
You're listening to Grow Siouxland on KSCJ, 1360 AM, 94.9 on your FM dial. Our guest, Barbara Sloniker, the Executive Vice President of the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce. Joining Barbara, Laura Hartman, who serves as the Director of Events. Just around the corner, the Health and Mental Wellness Expo. In the second half of our program, we'll be visiting about that extensively, and we'll be right back with that after a short commercial break.
Looking to buy, sell, or lease commercial property in Siouxland? One call is all you need. NAI United, the largest and highest producing commercial real estate firm in Siouxland. Speak with Bo Bronger, Nathan Connolly, Lawrence Jensen, or Chris Bogenreef. NAI United has the answers to your questions for commercial real estate in all corners of Siouxland. All NAI agents are licensed in Iowa, Nebraska, and South Dakota. Put NAI United to work for you today. Go to NAIUnited.com and learn more. NAI United, uniquely positioned to serve your needs.
Welcome back to Grow Siouxland. Chris McGowan with the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce and the Siouxland Initiative. So pleased that you have decided to spend part of your Saturday with us. Folks, it's a very big Saturday in Siouxland. It's Saturday in the Park. The keynote or the feature will be Teddy Swims. We're very excited to have Teddy in Sioux City. Grandview Park Band Shell. There's parking available at the Tyson Event Center. There's shuttle buses that run back and forth. Remember, no pets, no coolers. Support the vendors who help support Saturday in the Park and keep it free for all of us. At the very end, there'll be a fireworks display sponsored by the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce, who just happens to be our guest today on Grow Siouxland. And then if you can, take a moment and help pick up a little bit of litter on the way out of the park. As you exit for the evening, if you could pick a few things up, it will make everyone's work a little bit easier. Many hands make light work. But Saturday in the Park today, beginning at 12 noon with a national anthem from Phil Clays, music throughout the day at the Grandview Park Bandshell, as well as the Abe Stage, culminating with Mavis Staples and Teddy Swims. We hope that you will join us, and our thanks to co-founder Dave Bernstein, who was our guest last week, who does so much work to make this possible. That said, today we're focused on things taking place with the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce, and we talked about a lot of things in the first half of the program. In the second half, we're focused on the Health and Mental Wellness Expo, and Laura Hartman, who serves as the Director of Events for the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce, let's begin with you. Tell us the date and what people can expect.
Yes, so the Health and Mental Wellness Expo is coming up on Tuesday, July 22nd at the Sioux City Convention Center. The Siouxland Chamber recognizes the impact that mental health is having on all of us. So this year is our second annual Mental Health and Wellness Expo. This event is sponsored by Mercy One and Unity Point Health St. Luke's. Again, it's on Tuesday, July 22nd at the Sioux City Convention Center. This event is free and open to the community, featuring 35-plus vendors offering mental health resources and support. There will be a concession stand on site with food and beverages available for purchase, and a limited number of food vouchers will be available while supplies last.
So, very exciting. Again, just around the corner, July 22nd at the Sioux City Convention Center. What are the hours for this event, Laura?
4 to 6:30.
And is it open to everyone?
Yes, it is open to the public, free for everyone and open to the public.
Barbara, I want to visit with you a little bit about the evolution of this expo. This is the second annual. It emerged a year ago under the leadership of Siouxland Chamber of Commerce Board of Directors Chair Mandy Graham. What was the catalyst for mental health? I think just seeing it emerge in the business community more frequently.
Yes, I would say that's true. And I think you walk around, you're seeing evidence of it everywhere. And we all could maybe use someone to talk to occasionally. But Mandy Graham was very passionate, or is very passionate, I should say, about trying to at least offer people something, right? To let people know there are resources in the community, whether it's for you, for a friend, you just want, like I said, someone to talk to, and just bringing everyone under one roof. And when we did that last year, it was amazing the conversations you saw going on in the room, and the follow-up when people said thank you, that was really impactful in my life. So I think if you hear even one of those stories, it was the right thing to do. And so kudos to Mandy for getting us started on this.
Yeah, and I think Mandy Graham, of course, the chief operating officer at Great West Casualty Insurance in South Sioux City, during her tenure as the chair of the board of directors at the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce, she prioritized and focused on mental health and wellness. And I think that I've personally learned in the last year or two as we focused on this, what we heard a generation ago about cancer, it affects every family in one way or another, whether it's a family member, a neighbor, a cousin, a sibling, a spouse. Cancer had touched all of our families in some way. And today, mental health, I think much can be said in the same vein.
I would agree. And I think a lot of the focus was remove the stigma, right? It's okay. You go find someone to talk to. And again, I want to reiterate that we have so many resources available, so many wonderful providers. And like Laura said, there's already 35 vendors signed up and they're excited about it. I mean, they want to be there. You know, it's just one more thing for them to do, but they want to be there. They want to help. You feel a true passion and sympathy or empathy, whatever, for our community. Our vendors, I can't say enough about them.
You're listening to Grow Siouxland on KSCJ. Our guests today are Barbara Sloniker, the Executive Vice President of the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce, and Laura Hartman, who serves as the Director of Events. And Laura, Barbara mentioned the importance of removing the stigma. And we can talk about physical health and, you know, you break an arm or you're dealing with diabetes or you have some other physically challenging situation, and there's no stigma associated with that. And we're doing all that we can to bring mental health into that same vein. Tell us about some of the 35 vendors that will participate in this and how that is so important to each of them.
Yes. So like Barbara said, we have 35 vendors this year in. They span a wide range of services, and we have many services here in Siouxland to support Siouxlanders. And our vendors are all-encompassing, from therapy and counseling to churches to Thrive Wellness Center down the street and the wellness aspect. So it's our vendors are all encompassing. So maybe for one person, they're needing therapy. For another person, they want to seek out going to church more often. For another person, it's more of the wellness side. So for everyone, it's a little bit different.
And for still others, both of you were successful athletes at a stage in your development and earlier in life. And for some, it's how to focus. For others, it's how to be motivated or to get motivated. So there's a lot of different elements of this mental health and wellness. And I look at the name, it's the Health and Mental Wellness Expo. They're both critically important.
Absolutely. And like you said, it touches all of our families. And we talked a lot last year with our vendors that if we touch one person's life at that event, then it was worth it, right?
And we didn't touch one person's life. There were a couple of hundred people that showed up.
Absolutely. They were.
And this year, tell us a little bit about the concessions, because I know we had a lot of families show up at this for the first annual event, and the second looks to be even bigger and better.
Yeah, so while supplies last, there will be food vouchers at check-in, and you'll get a food voucher, and you can use that at the concession stand. If you want to purchase additional food, then it will just be available cash or card. But there will be food. I think we're doing taco in a bag, a few other things, and then there'll be beverages, of course, water, Gatorade, etc.
So once again, this is the Health and Mental Wellness Expo organized by the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce, sponsored by Unity Point Health St. Luke's and Mercy One. Collectively, there are approximately 35 vendors representing from soup to nuts, everything in health and mental wellness. We're excited to have them with us. For those who have never been to an expo like this, Laura, tell us what they'll see when they walk in the door.
Yeah, the room will be wide open so you can see all of the vendors there. Enough space so you can visit with each vendor. And I think it's important to note that there will be a couple side rooms. So if you need to step aside with one of the service providers to have a more private conversation, that will be available to you. But, you know, all the vendors, you know, you can put down your contact information if you're wanting them to reach out to you following the event.
And Barbara, I know that you've been working on this for quite some time and have some thoughts to add in that regard.
Well, the only thing I wanted to add is we saw last year that the providers themselves really enjoyed it, or the vendors, because they could visit with each other and talk and decide about, hey, where can we share services, or are we duplicating on it? I thought that was kind of an unattended consequence, very positive benefit of the event.
Well, and I recall that some of the people that were there gathering information, but there were also people there who felt they had nowhere else to go. And they came there out of a sense of despair and really needing to visit with someone. And thank goodness there were professionals there to provide the support, the direction, the advice that they needed.
I totally agree with you. And that's why it is free, right? We want it to be accessible to all. It's at a very central location. So, yes, we're hoping that people will come. And if they're seeking some kind of assistance, come, because we have the providers there.
Laura Hartman, you're going to get the final word. Remind us the date, the time, and the location for this year's Siouxland Chamber of Commerce organized Health and Mental Wellness Expo, sponsored by Unity Point, St. Luke's, and Mercy One.
Please join us on Tuesday, July 22nd at the Sioux City Convention Center from 4 to 6:30 for the Health and Mental Wellness Expo.
Well, thanks for all your work organizing this. I appreciate you spending part of your Saturday in the Park Saturday with us on Grow Siouxland. My name is Chris McGowan. On behalf of our guests, Barbara Sloniker and Laura Hartman, thank you for listening. And don't forget, today is Saturday in the Park at Grandview Park on the north side of Sioux City. It's the 35th annual, culminating with Mavis Staples and Teddy Swims, and fireworks brought to you by the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce. Happy Independence Day weekend. We'll be back next Saturday.